a lot of people enjoy hiking or running on trails in the summertime, but the trails get a little less populated once the colder months hit.
Our next guest is here to convince us that those trails and parks can be just as rewarding in the wintertime.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like to hike all year round? If so, what do you like about winter hiking or running? Or do you need some advice on how to get out there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
James Mills is a freelance journalist and an independent media producer. He's also the author of The Adventure Gap, Changing the Face of the Outdoors. And he blogs at joytripproject.com. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be in Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, there are a lot of Wisconsinites not so big fans of the outdoors in the winter months, but maybe taking a hike could help with that. Why do you get outside this time of year?
Well, I think like most people, it's an effort to avoid cabin fever. You know, because frankly, you know, we are physically active through most of the year, and being able to get outside, especially in the colder months, it's actually just a matter of making sure that you're properly equipped and, you know, hopefully being able to enjoy some of this beautiful weather that we're having right now.
Yeah, but what's the deal? Because I know lots of people talk about hiking in the summertime, and then the winter rolls around and they're like, nah, the trails are not for me right now.
Well, I think a big part of it just has to do with the fact that it's, you know, can be 40 below on certain winter days. And even, you know, temperatures slightly below freezing or, you know, in the 20s can be uncomfortable. But at the same time, the great thing about any type of physical activity is that it actually generates heat. And being able to get a nice, comfortable stride while you're running or hiking or snowshoeing, you actually can stay quite warm. In fact, I'm constantly shedding layers and trying to cool down because it's that much warmer for the physical activity.
Right. And you kind of spoke a little bit about being equipped the right way. Dressing in layers is one of them. People might assume, well, if it's going to be cold, I should dress in as many layers as I can. There may be a better strategy or more of a strategy to the idea.
Well, I'm personally, especially in some experiences that I've had in, you know, the northernmost spots in Wisconsin and even in the Arctic, you know, you really do generate quite a bit of heat. And with that heat comes obviously perspiration, and with perspiration comes moisture, and that can actually make you colder. So I think it's always a really good idea to layer in such a way that you've got a base layer closest to your skin that's relatively thin, and then a secondary layer that might absorb some of the moisture as it's coming off your skin, but still giving you a nice layer of insulation. And then on top of that, a shell, you know, basically a water or wind resistant outer layer that prevents the wind from coming in, but also hopefully a fabric that's breathable, you know, that will allow some of that moisture, especially the warmer, dense air that's laden with moisture, to evaporate and make its way into the outer layer of your clothing, so that ultimately you can stay comfortable and hopefully still very active in the outdoors.
When the temps are milder, we deal with things like mud and slush, and certainly that has a mess all its own. But when it is cold enough for things to freeze, there's the danger of ice. So how do we think about that when hiking in the winter?
Well, I'm a big fan of ice joggers or crampons. I mean, basically small metal spikes that you can put onto your shoes that will provide you just enough traction so that you can walk comfortably on even the most slippery surfaces. And most snowshoes, you know, will come with some degree of crampon protection so that it gives you a slip resistance. So you don't have to worry quite so much about the depth of the snow, but it also is great to resist the ice.
Excellent. Hiking poles, yay or nay?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of trekking poles, preferably with steel carbide tips so that they can actually bite into the surface of the ice.
All right. We're talking with James Mills, who's a freelance journalist and an independent media producer. And we're discussing hiking outdoors in the winter here in Wisconsin. And now it's time to welcome Ron from Delavan to the program. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Just would like to say that for myself, I go into the Kettle Moraine quite a bit. And I enjoy the winter much more than I do the summer months, mainly for the wildlife. You can see it so much easier. You don't have to battle mosquitoes. If you look, there's a lot more wildlife there than you realize.
Oh, interesting. Thanks so much for that take, Ron. And James, you're nodding your head. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I could not possibly agree more because, frankly, you know, the contrast of the snow allows the pelts of the animals to be able to be more easily visible. Even things like the snowy owl, you know, is one of those things that I personally like to go looking for to take pictures of and to be able to experience in the colder months. And I think, you know, perhaps more than anything else, you get various types of you know, things like beavers and weasels that you typically could not see because they're so well camouflaged against the backdrop of, you know, the natural environment. But snow, they stand out like you wouldn't believe.
And even if you don't see the animals themselves, sometimes you can see the tracks better in the snow, which is always really cool too.
Absolutely. And typically they're going someplace interesting, you know, just so long as you make sure you don't wind up getting stuck. But, I mean, I think that as you can track them through the snow, you can typically find out where they're denning and hopefully see them, you know, maybe with young or, you know, in, you know, various aspects of hunting. It's actually a really exciting way to enjoy the weather.
Great. So keep a safe distance, but Absolutely. Also great things to see. Let's bring Edgar from Baraboo into the conversation now. Hi, Edgar.
Hey. Well, I just wanted to call and say I love winter hiking better because I think you're not having to compete as much for the trails like out here on Devil's Lake. Sometimes in the summer, it's impossible to get through the trails because there are so many people out on them. And it's also just more comfortable because it is so much colder, and so you're not sweating after, you know, doing a 5-mile hike or something. You're actually a pretty good temperature at that point.
Thanks for the perspective there, Edgar. Edgar mentioned sweating. How about hydration? How should we approach that in winter
critical.
Hiking?
I mean, I think people will be surprised by how much moisture they lose through perspiration. I think it's critical that you always carry plenty of water and maybe even things with electrolytes, you know, so like Gatorade or energy drinks. I think those are very helpful to maintain your levels of hydration, and also ultimately your ability to maintain your electrolytes.
All right. And let's go ahead and bring Erica from Lake Tomahawk into the conversation, too. Welcome, Erica.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to throw it out there. We're up in here in Lake Tomahawk. It's a short drive to Boulder to the trails up there. It's a short drive to the McNaughton trails. I own a corgi, or he owns me. And
right.
You don't go in deep snow with a corgi, but we always have fun, and I think people need to try to combat being going all shag happy by just going out and doing something, even if it's wrong. 20 minutes, a half an hour is great for your dog, and it's even greater for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, being able to hike with pets or with kids, these are things that we can still do in the winter.
Absolutely. And I actually have much larger dogs with longer legs, and so they do very well in the snow. But, you know, most dogs are typically more comfortable being able to run and play in the snow because they're pretty housebound this time of year. And kids especially, as long as you make sure that they have, you know, all the clothing layers that they need, especially for their hands and feet and their faces, I think it's a great way to experience the outdoors with kids in the wintertime.
Yeah, we were recently at Natural Bridge State Park, well, recently being relative, because it was before New Year's, and I realized we haven't gone out since. But I realized that it did take a little bit longer to get through than it would have if we had been wandering around in June. Is that something that we should prepare ourselves for?
Yes, it's going to take longer, you know, and I personally think that with the added importance of maintaining your warmth and, you know, staying hydrated and everything else that is important to be successful in the outdoors, I think it's really important to take your time, you know, and I think you should not be in a rush, you know, because, you know, sometimes you're going to need to warm up, you know, and you don't want to be going to a place where you're soaking wet or where it's freezing cold or there's wind blowing. You definitely want to take your time to enjoy the weather.
And let's welcome Ed from Delafield to this conversation. Ed, what do you want us to know about winter hiking?
Oh, I just think it's real fun. As of right now, I'm sitting down on the bench in Laughlin Peak. I'm on Ice Age Trail. I'm looking up at the tower with the moon above and the sun going down. It's just beautiful right here. So listen to you guys. It really made my day that you had this on right away.
Awesome.
Great timing, Ed. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. The Ice Age Trail, James.
Well, Ed, thank you very much for taking the time to visit one of 11 national scenic trails here in the state of Wisconsin. I have the pleasure of sitting on the board of the Ice Age Trail Alliance. And most people probably don't know that it is one of the only trails that is 100% maintained by volunteers. And so you're just being out there means that we're making this resource available for a lot of people year-round, which is great. Lappen Peak is not far from Madison, but if you stay on that trail, you'll be able to see quite a bit of the area, not just in Delafield, but also as far south as Whitewater, and then it comes right back up through Madison and into Devil's Lake and all the way up to its terminus in St. Croix Falls. So thanks a lot for being out there, and I want to encourage everyone to try to find themselves on the trail this year.
Quick tips for safety as we wrap up this conversation, things we should bring with or how we should manage our bodies getting cold and hot?
Well, always wear a hat. You know, I think that a majority of the heat that we lose from our heads. Being able to have eye protection, I think, is very important because on these bright, sunny days with the reflection of snow, you can actually get what is called snow blindness. You know, the reflection of light directly into your eyes can actually cause damage to your retinas. And definitely, you know, make sure that you have navigation and communication. So if you've got a cell phone or radio or definitely a compass, and always carry a map.
Something to maybe let people know where you're going.
I Absolutely.
Suppose that does that matter what season
well,
it is?
You know, I think that that's something that you should count on year round because, you know, frankly, if you're overdue, it would be nice to know that someone is at home is expecting you to come back. And if you are gone too long, they'll send someone to come get you.
Absolutely. James, thank you so much for joining us.
No, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
James Mills is a freelance journalist and an independent media producer. He's the author of The Adventure Gap, Changing the Face of the Outdoors, and he blogs at joytripproject.com. Joined us today to talk about winter hiking and how to prepare and where to go. Lots of safety tips. We'll make sure that they're posted online at wpr.org/centraltime.